few of the things that we mentioned last time, but in more detail. And we're discussing now pasabobekisni, things that are bread-like, but not bread. Bread, we said, is defined by something made from one of the five kinds of grain that the Torah says are considered grain. Raichita, Saora, and Kusemes, and Shibolesh Shual, and what did I skip? Chita, Saora,
Shifon.
Those are five grains that are what's it called, considered mazon. They have to be mixed with water, predominantly at least, and baked. The product that's made from that is usually bread. Okay, there are exceptions, but that's what bread is. Bread is a mixture of water and one of those five grains, not different grains, not rice, not corn, or whatever. And sometimes you'll see in Sfarim, corn, right? That's not what we call corn. Corn was not known in Europe. Corn pretty much was a product of the New World. What they called corn in Europe was basically, I think, either wheat or one of these five grains was called corn. What?
We call corn five grains.
Right. In England.
Wheat and barley.
Right. That's corn. So and sometimes you find in the Mishnah Brura or whatever says corn, he doesn't mean corn on the cob. That's called maize. What?
He says tiras or corn?
No, not tiras. Tiras is corn. But corn, when he refers to it in Yiddish, does not necessarily mean what we call corn on the cob. That's called maize. In Europe, that was animal feed. People didn't eat that. They didn't eat maize. Okay, in America they called it corn, right? It was the pilgrims feasted on turkey and corn. What's it called? But it basically was only a New World thing. So don't get confused when you see the word corn. Sometimes does not mean what we call corn. It means those grains. Okay. So, but those are not. If you made cornbread. There is such a thing as cornbread, right? Made out of maize flour. It's not bread. You don't make a mosi on that. The same thing if rice bread, or whatever, or any other flour that's not made with one of those five meaning. It has to be mixed with water. Basically, a thick dough, not a batter. And baked. Okay. How about if you have something like that, made with everything, but it's missing one or two of those conditions? So that's called pasabobekisni. And there are three different explanations of what pasabobekisni is. One is, it means when you take one of those five grains, make it into flour, but don't mix it with water. Mix it with some other fruit juice or oil or eggs, something aside from water, and then you bake it. So it's basically made like bread. The only difference is what liquid you make the dough from. In that situation, and we'll see there may be another condition, that people don't usually eat that in place of bread. They eat it as a snack, like cake. Cake you don't eat as a mainstay of a meal. You eat it as a snack. That condition also may be. Right? In other words, if it's made with something other than water, but it's made as a substitute for bread, could be that it's less than a bread. We'll get to that in a second.
The
machlok is what it depends on. So that is in general, right, one idea of Passover Bekisni. Second idea is, it means something made with a bread dough. Dough that's made mamish like bread. Water, yeast, flour of one of the five grains, baked, but before you baked it, this is an ikur, we'll get to the details, not tonight for sure, but before you baked it, you filled it with things like nuts, chocolate, sweets, so it's like a ragalach. The dough is a regular bread dough, what I understand. It's not dough made with other liquids, made with like regular bread. But before you bake the dough, you filled it with chocolate or with other kinds of sweets or whatever. We'll see if it's not sweets. You filled it with meat or cheese. Could be a different halacha. But right now we'll talk about sweet kind of things. And those things are usually eaten not as a mainstay of a meal. They're eaten as a snack. That you make a mezonos on, even though the dough is a bread dough. If, however, you take a piece of bread and you put peanut butter on it and heap chocolate, if you're Israeli, right, chocolate on the bread, right, and make a bread sandwich with chocolate, peanut butter, nuts, you make a motzi on that. Because it wasn't baked together with that. That's just added to the bread. So it's bread with chocolate on it. Here, it's something baked with the chocolate. It's a different entity. So that's the second idea of Passover Bekisni. And the third one is something baked with a regular bread dough, but very brittle. It's not, doesn't have the consistency of bread that you let it rise, and it's very, very brittle. Light, crackers, pretzels, Melba toast is a shaila. Not regular toast. You have regular bread and you toast it and now it's very brittle, you still make a motzi on it. No shaila. It started off bread and now it's just you overbake the bread. That's for sure a motzi. We're talking where the chatchila, when they baked the dough, they baked it to be toast. They never was bread. When they make Melba toast or they make it specifically to be brittle to begin with. It never was bread that then was toasted. It was made toasted. There's a machlokas. Some people hold you make a motzi on Melba toast, but it depends how it's made. Because sometimes the Melba toast is not made with water predominantly, it's made with oil predominantly. Then it's Passover kitchen for a different reason. But if it's made just with water, predominantly water, then is a machlokas, what you make on that, Melba toast.
But the croutons that they sell in the store, they make it out of bread?
What?
Croutons, not the store.
Croutons also, same thing. Croutons also, if they're made not from bread, they're made l'chatchila to be croutons. Okay, even though they're made with regular dough, right, but they're made specifically to be croutons, so it could be a few reasons why they're not bread. One is it could be that they're not baked, that they're fried, deep fried. That's one possibility. When they make croutons, they're deep fried, they're not baked at all. That for sure is not bread. Second reason is because like Melba toast, that it was made l'chatchila to be brittle. It was never bread that you made into croutons. If you have homemade croutons, then you take challah and you rebake it or something to make it in croutons, that's for sure a motzi. There's talking over here where commercially it was made, it never went to be bread that you made into croutons, it was made to be croutons to begin with. Then it has the same shaila l'chora of Melba toast, except it's better than Melba toast. Because nobody eats croutons as a mainstay of a meal, but Melba toast, yes.
Take bread and then you make that into croutons by deep frying it.
Yeah, so that's a different shaila that we're not discussing now. What? That's a different thing, and don't want to confuse people. That has nothing to do with Passover Bekisni. That's because it's lost its Tzuras HaPas.
Then That's just say right now that if it's made bread,
you bake it.
No, you take made bread already.
Right.
And the rabbi said
and make it into croutons. By baking it. The other, deep frying it afterwards is a different, completely different child. Okay.
French toast?
French toast is his child. That's a different thing. That's where you have bread and you do something with it that you take away the appearance of bread. That's a different child. Here we're talking about where it never was bread completely to begin with. It would fit into one of these ideas of Passover B'Kishne. The halacha is, these are three different opinions in the Gemara, what Passover B'Kishne is, what this kind of semi-bread kind of thing is. The halacha is like all of them. Anything that fits into one of these categories is Passover B'Kishne, and you make a mezonos. That is another condition. That's only if you're not koveya sudan. If you don't make it a meal, there's two ways you can do that. One is eat enough of it that it becomes a meal itself, or eat enough of it with other things that you would normally eat bread with at that meal. Those are oversimplified. Eventually we'll get to that. But right now we're talking where you're not making it a meal. Not because there's not enough to be considered a meal by itself, and you're not eating it together with other things as bread to a meal. It's not eating it by itself. So then, if it fits into one of these categories, it's the dough is made with something other than water, and next week we'll get into the details of that. We'll see there's a big difference between Sfardim and Ashkenazim. Or it's made with a regular bread dough, water and grain, but it's baked with a filling, or it's made to begin with very brittle, like pretzels, crackers, and so on. Matzah, lechora, fits that so you shouldn't make a motzi on matzah. You should make a mezonos. And Sfardim, you can make a mezonos on matzah the whole year. Except by Pesach, where that becomes the ikur of what bread is matzah on Pesach, so then they make a motzi. But the rest of the year, they only make what's called a mezonos. Ashkenazim hold that even though matzah fits the category of something baked, brittle, but the maisa it's made to substitute for bread, even during the year, so you make a motzi on it during the year. A Sfardi, who eats that enough to be considered a meal, has to make a motzi too. So those are the three categories of Passover B'Kishne. And next week we'll go through each one in great detail to see what is called Passover B'Kishne in each of these categories.
Did you say there was something else besides those three?
Besides those three, no. They're not Passover B'Kishne. Those are the three. There are certain things that all three apply. Cherry pie. It's baked with a filling. The crust is usually not made only with water, but made with juices, eggs, oil, whatever. And the crust is very brittle. So all three reasons apply to that. We'll see that there's enough gemino that got to be dessert. Because all three things apply to that.
Did you make a mezonos on cherry pie?
You make a mezonos on... If the crust is... there for taste, you make a mezonos. If the crust is only there to hold the cherries so you don't get dirty, but you're just eating cherries just with a crust to
what
hold them, it's not the case.
What decides if it's there for
what?
Who decides if it's there for
the whole thing? Usually if it's baked, if it's baked with a nice tasty crust, right, it's made more than just to hold it together.
Actually only has a 3 to 9 if this crust has something else aside for water.
What? Yeah.
So that would mean that it was there for flavor also? Yeah,
Mislam. Mislam pies, you don't just want to eat cherries, you want to eat the pie. So Mislam is there for taste.
So something that is a very soft batter, but it doesn't have any additional thing besides water, besides...
That's different because then usually it's not baked. Let's keep to these three things of Passover B'Kishne, and next week we'll discuss the details of each one of them. Okay.
Rabbi Natalis in the end, what the mice of halacha is?
Like as we go through, yeah. As we come up with different things that could be problematic or difference of opinion, we'll
like
say
the shir and the suda and all that.
Maybe, yeah. Shurim or not so posh, but at least like pizza or whatever.